This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 173, Wish versus Hope in English. What's the difference? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA.
In this episode, Lindsay and Michelle show you the next most common mistake in our Top 15 Mistakes series. What is the difference between wish and hope, and how do you know which one to use? Find out today.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Michelle, how's life in New York today?
Hey, Lindsay. It is good. I hope the weather stays nice for a while, though.
I know. Yes, the weather is always the key in New York. Life in New York is so exciting, but it's so much better when it's warm and sunny.
Yeah, I kind of wish that, like, it would be winter, but only for the months of December and January. Like, maybe, like, end of November, December, a little bit of January, and then it's done. Like, yeah, I like totally. Some cold, but that's pretty much it for me.
I understand what you mean. Because it's a real subway culture, right, in New York. A lot of walking, and it's hard to walk through the snow.
It is. You don't want to have to do that, but
yeah,
whatever.
No. But another thing that our listeners don't want to do is make the most common mistakes in English, right? We want to avoid these big mistakes. I just did a little transition. Did you see what I did there? I'm not sure how successful that was.
No, you did. It was wonderful.
I don't know, but we'll move on anyway. So guys, we're in a series here of the top 15 most common mistakes. And you've heard me and Aubrey record a couple of episodes about the first two. And now we're counting down. We're on number 13 out of 15. So what is the common mistake that we're talking about today, Michelle?
Okay, today we're talking about the words wish and hope. Now, yes. I just used them. I don't know if you realized what I was
doing. Oh my God,
doing.
I was too busy trying to make my transition and I didn't even hear you use them. What did you say?
Oh, so maybe you're like, why are you like, what are you doing? Well, first I said, I hope that the weather stays nice.
Oh, you did.
And then I said, I wish that it would be cold only for a couple months.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't realize. Oh, see, I was so sneaky.
No, it went right over my head. It went right over my head. That's my fault. That's a good one. Clever, though.
Thank you.
Let's pick apart that example then, right? You said, I wish, what was it again? You said, I wish
that it would stay, that it would only be cold in New York for a couple months.
Okay, yes. And then I hope
that the weather is nice for a long time, basically.
Yeah, okay. So what is the typical, if you just think real quick, Michelle, as a native speaker, what is the difference between wish and hope?
Okay, well, wish is more like a specific thing that we are like, It may be unlikely to happen, I wish like to have three wishes, like in, you know, fairy tales or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Hope is, I think, more realistic.
Yeah. And then another thing that I think, you know, I think the biggest angle I would say is that wish is usually used more so for something in the past.
Right. I mean, you said, I wish it wouldn't snow, or I wish that it would not be winter. There would not be so much winter in New York, is basically what you said, right? Mm-hmm. And that's good, too. That's a hypothetical.
Right.
I wish there weren't so much winter in New York.
Something like that. Right. But you're right. So we do have kind of like that fairy tale feeling for wish. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, if I had three wishes, the first one would, you know.
Yeah.
Like, but it's also, if you're looking for another, I mean, that was like a very broad explanation mm-hmm. I gave. But if you're really looking for a very succinct one, yeah. Yes. Often it's used in the past tense, right? So you can't say, I hope about the past.
No, you really can't at all. So this is the clear dividing line between the two, right? Mm-hmm. No, yeah, mm-hmm. You definitely can't. You can't say, like, let's give some examples about how to use wish in the past.
Right. Okay, so like, I wish I hadn't made that mistake.
Exactly. So you would never say, I'm not even going to say it because it doesn't make sense. We don't want to teach you guys poor English, so... You can't uh-huh. use hope in that example. You just can't. It's not functional. I wish I had started studying sooner, right? Because the exam is tomorrow. Definitely right. Can't use hope, right, Michelle?
Right. No.
And now here's the kind of the fairy tale-y thing that you were pointing to before. This is like a dreamy thing, yeah. Right? What do you wish you had? Do you wish you had any pets?
Oh, yeah. I wish I had a dog. I really do.
Yeah, because you had a dog as a kid, right? You had a beagle, you told us.
Right. I had a beagle named Petey.
Oh, so cute. Beagles are really cute. Sometimes they're kind of like yippity, though, aren't they? They bark a lot or no?
They bark and they bite. Well, at least yeah, mine did. He bit.
Oh,
yep.
My gosh. Oh, was he a bad dog? No, just nervous?
I think he had he was a rescue dog.
Okay.
And we think that he had like when they rescued him, he was only 4 pounds.
Oh no.
Now there's a whole story, but he was like at the shelter and it was going to be his last day. And then this woman came to rescue him and he was 4 pounds at the pound. So I don't know how much he weighed when they got him, but,
okay.
Anyway, the moral of the story is I loved having him, but he had some troubles, but, I adored him.
Oh yeah. You gotta love your family dog. I love that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had two dogs. I have one. I wish I had two, but I can't. Mm-hmm. They're expensive. Having two dogs is a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot, you know?
Yeah, I am sure.
Yeah. And then there's, just to finish off wish, guys, I hope you're taking notes here. This is really good stuff. There is one other way that we use it, wish, I wish, in a very emphatic way. Mm-hmm. What would that be, Michelle?
Well, let's do a little role play.
Okay. Is your dad going to buy you a new car?
I wish.
I love your intonation there. It's very clear. So what are you trying to say with that intonation and using I wish here?
It's like, oh, I would love that, but it's very unlikely.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So generally, what's the general rule here with wish, Michelle? What'd you say?
The general rule is it can be used in the past tense or mm-hmm. in a fairy tale kind of emphatic mm-hmm. expression.
Yeah, and talking about the past, things you can't change that have already happened, things you don't, when you don't control the outcome, or again, it's something you really want, but you know is never going to happen. I wish, right?
I wish.
Yeah.
It's fun to say that.
I think I hear teenagers say that kind of thing a lot. Are your parents going to extend your curfew? I wish.
I wish, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to hope now. Let's flip it over to hope. What is hope? I hope.
Hope. Is also, it's, I mean, in general, it's better for future tenses. Mm-hmm. I have something in my head as like an exception, but in general, it is better for the future. You don't really, like in those examples we gave, hope just wouldn't work. So it focuses on more of like aspirations.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it can be used also for the present tense, but again, like it works more for the future tense. So like, yeah. I hope to find love. So this is talking about the future.
Yeah. So now we're future focused. Future or focus. Present focused. Before with wish, we were focusing on the past and the things we can't control. Now we're focusing on the future and the present. So another one is I hope I get a good TOEFL score, or I hope to get a good TOEFL score. Both would be okay, right?
And then this one. So this is an exception.
Yeah. Oh, those exceptions, they just kill us. We try to set a rule and then we have the exception right in front of us. Right, Michelle?
Right. Guys, we're focusing on like the basic, you know, general way of thinking of these things. Mm-hmm. So we'll give you the exception, but don't freak out, right? Like it just happened. I hope you enjoyed the show. That's kind of a good chunk. But today we want you to focus on this idea of future and past. So that's what we want to focus on. Obviously, there are going to be times, you know, when there are exceptions, because I don't know that there is ever a moment in English where there isn't an exception. Okay?
Exactly. So I think one really good pro tip that could kind of make this really clear, guys, is this. If you don't know the outcome of something, use hope, right? Because it's uncertain, it's unsure. But if you know the outcome and it can't be changed, use wish. Because wish has a sense of, oh, there's not really anything I can do about it. Wish.
Yes, yes, right? Yes.
No That's control. That's a good point. Yeah, no
that
agency.
That is a good pro tip. Yes, exactly. I like it. Well, let's do this role play, Lindsay.
Okay.
And we'll go through it.
Okay, let's do it. So, all right. So, okay, the deadline is Friday. What do you hope to accomplish in the next few days?
Oh, I wish we had started earlier. I'm such a procrastinator.
I was absent the day this was assigned. I wish I'd been in class that day.
Well, there's no use worrying about that now. I'm hoping we can finish the artwork and most of the slides by tomorrow.
Sounds good. I asked to borrow my friend's laptop because mine is broken. I hope he says yes.
Well, maybe you'll get a new laptop for Christmas.
I wish.
Okay.
So by saying I wish there, I'm basically saying I'm probably not going to get one, right?
Right. Exactly.
It's important. Right. Because that's important to say that too. Right. So this is coming back to the lack of agency. If I had said, yeah, I hope I do, it's a possibility and it's probably a real likelihood. Right, Michelle?
Right. And I did want to bring something about hope. Right. Again, like we said, it can be used in the present tense. So actually the example of, I hope you enjoyed the show, you are still hoping in the present tense.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to make that point to clarify.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because right now you're hoping, even though the show happened before, it's right now that you have the emotion of hope.
Yeah. So I wanted to just make that point.
That's a good point, Michelle. Let's go back through this role play and just rehash it a little bit for our listeners. So the first thing I said was, what do you hope to accomplish in the next few days? Again, forward looking. That's a perfect example.
And then I said, I wish we had started earlier, right? I wish thinking about the past, right? I couldn't say I hope we had started earlier. That wouldn't work.
Perfect. So again, things you don't have control over anymore because they're done and looking backwards. And then I said, again, I'm looking backwards and I can't change it now. I'm saying, I wish I had been in class that day. Can't change it. Right, Michelle?
Right. You can't change it. And then I said, I'm hoping we can finish the artwork and most of the slides by tomorrow. So that's more future looking.
Exactly. I love that. And then I said, I asked to borrow my friend's laptop because mine's broken and I hope he says yes. Right. I hope, again, forward looking, guys, looking ahead. He might. There's a good chance. So I hope.
And then I said, well, maybe I'll get a new laptop for Christmas. And you said, I wish.
Yeah.
It's like, that would be great, but there's very little chance of that.
Yeah. This is a great role play because I like how at the end we use that example of sometimes teenagers will use that, right? When they don't think there's a chance of something. So that's really good. Very cool. This has been good, Michelle. So this is again, number 13. Guys, there's 13 more top mistakes, all right, that we're going to get to, or 12 more. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English, right, Michelle? Because they don't want to miss these.
Don't miss it. Why would you do that?
Yeah, don't miss it. So we're looking forward to the next one. And Michelle, thanks for hanging out and talking about wish versus hope. Good topic.
All right, thanks. I hope to talk to you again soon.
I hope so too.
All right, bye.
All right, take care, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.